As is always the case, when disaster strikes, Presbyterian Disaster Assistance is on the scene in Missouri, as they were in the tornadoes, after the aftermath of the tornadoes in the South, working through local networks of churches. And your One Great Hour of Sharing gifts are already at work there. But if you'd like to make a special gift to the victims of these tornadoes, you can do so today or anytime through the church. Just make your check out to the Wildwood Presbyterian Church, and put in the memo, put tornado, and we'll make sure that 100% of that gift goes to Presbyterian Disaster Assistance. Next Sunday is a great day in the life of our church as the Chicago Presbytery gathers here in our sanctuary to ordain Nicole Farley to the Ministry of Word and Sacrament. And Nicole started working with our youth group close to 10 years ago. And that, it wasn't the beginning, but it was a stage in the journey that led Nicole to seminary and now to serve as the pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Waukesha, Wisconsin, where she's going to preach her first sermon next Sunday morning there. Well, she's preached here before, but the first one in Waukesha. This last Tuesday, Nicole was examined for ordination by the Presbytery of Milwaukee, passed with flying colors, so she's number one on the runway for ordination next Sunday at 5 o'clock, and we invite you all to be here for that. But we wanted to take one more opportunity to celebrate with Nicole, and so today she's reading scripture for us. Nicole?
The 40th through the 55th chapters of Isaiah were written to people in exile. The Jewish armies had been defeated by Babylon, their cities destroyed, and many of the people carried off to live as slaves in Babylon, which is now Iraq. Isaiah the prophet speaks words of hope to the captives. Isaiah promises them that God has not forgotten them and that they will be on the way home soon. Hear the word of God in selected verses from the 49th chapter. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor, I have answered you. On a day of salvation, I have helped you. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. But Zion said, Zion refers to the Jewish captives in Babylon. Listen carefully as these peoples express how they feel so far from home. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. And here is God's answer to the people who are afraid God no longer remembers them. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. This is the word of the Lord.
This summer, our high school youth group will take their third mission trip to Sunset Gap Community Center in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. It's a long drive, so we will once again break the trip up into 2 days by staying in the First Presbyterian Church of Richmond, Kentucky, where WPC's Mark Hungerland's mother is a member. They have a large gym with one of those soft synthetic floors for us to sleep on. We're grateful for their hospitality. Now, on that first trip, about 7 years ago, one of our young men, who shall remain nameless, okay, it was Zach Dubois, he allowed one of the young ladies in the group to, using indelible marker, to put a tattoo on his shoulder. It was quite nicely done, actually, with an intricate design that, if my memory is right, included the name of one of the young ladies. Zach was wearing one of those shirts that reveals his quite sizable biceps, and thus his tattoo, very clearly. Now, the next morning, we awoke to discover that Zach had rolled over in his sleep and imprinted his tattoo on the gym floor, which I neglected to mention was a new gym floor. There it was, intricate design and, I believe, young lady's name and all, marked on the floor of our host's gym. We tried everything to get it out, every cleanser known to humankind. Nothing worked. There it was, and there it stayed. Marilyn, fortunately, was most kind and understanding. 4 years later, we stayed in the same gym. And sure enough, there was the design and the name still inscribed on the gym floor. Not even the years had worn it away. Now, the people of Jerusalem had been carried off into captivity in the foreign city of Babylon. They're defeated in war. They're enslaved as a people, and they now live in a foreign land, in a foreign language, in a foreign culture, a totally different religion, with little or no hope of trying, of making it home again. Even God, they feared, had forgotten them. And into this dire situation strides the prophet Isaiah. Remember, a prophet is one who speaks for God, not a fortune teller, but one who speaks for God, and that's exactly what Isaiah does here. He speaks for the Lord. You think God has forgotten you, he says. Can a mother forget the child she has nursed? Here, by the way, is one of those places in the Bible where the imagery used to describe the eternal God is feminine imagery. Just in case you still need to be convinced that God is not a white-bearded male who lives up in the clouds. Can a mother forget the child she has nursed? Do you really think a woman forget the child to whom she's given birth? And you can almost see Isaiah shaking his head and answering his own question. Again, the word of the Lord, no, no, of course not. And then Isaiah continues with one of those great images of the scripture. You see, God says, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Wildwood Presbyterian Church has had four sanctuaries in our history, beginning with the Pink Beach House over in what's now Willow Point Park on Gages Lake back in 1954, and then came the Sears Family Barn, and followed by the Red Brick Sanctuary on Sears and Sunset. 4 years ago, when we moved to this new home, it was an emotional experience for many of us who had spent a good number of years, some a lifetime, in that church on Sears Boulevard. So many memories, so many people. How could we bring them all with us? Well, before we moved to the sanctuary 4 years ago, we made a roll book of all the children who had been baptized there in the barn, in the Pink Beach House, in the Red Brick Sanctuary. All the people who had been married there, all the people who had joined the church there, who had been part of the family of faith that was Wildwood Presbyterian Church since 1954. It was a book with parchment pages laminated so it would last. And we put the book under the floorboards right there, under the communion table, so that every time we would break bread and share the cup of our Lord's communion, we would do so surrounded by the saints, the people who have gone before us and worshiped God in this family of faith. Their names are inscribed in the very place that we claim the sacramental love of God for all of us and for all people. We're baptizing a child this morning, Lily Juliet McCleary, and we'll pour the water of baptism on Lily's head there at the font, claiming the grace of God for Lily by name, just as the grace of God has been claimed for children for more than half a century by name. And not far from where Lily will be baptized is that parchment under the floorboards, under the communion table, that in this case also has Lily's mother's name on it, for she too is baptized here. Lily's grandparents, her great-grandparents, their names there as well, all inscribed on the parchment below the communion table. Now, truth be told, we may forget all the names that are on that parchment. We may forget all the names that are listed there. But there is one who will remember. The one who has inscribed each name upon the palm of his hands. You who are gathered here today, whether your name is on that parchment or not, your name is inscribed on the palm of our Lord's hands. It's written there, and you cannot, you will not ever be forgotten. No matter what your journey, no matter what wounds you bear, no matter what your past, no matter what secrets you keep, no matter if you feel broken or lost or ruined, your name is inscribed there on the palm of God's hands. And as Isaiah promised, the exiles in Babylon, you are on the road that leads home. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And lately we have been conducting more memorial services here than we're accustomed to. Just this week we remembered with gratitude the lives of Carl Heckman and Joe Watts. And not long ago, it was Ruth Mastowski and Ray Herr, and before that, Bob Roth and Pauline Braddock. Each one of them a treasurer of God, each one's name inscribed in the palm of God's hands. And last July, our congregation became one of far too many who have lost one of our own in wartime. And so this Memorial Day especially, we remember Joey Dimmock, Joe and Ellen's son, Louie and Michael's brother. His name is on the parchment there of children baptized in our congregation. We watched him grow up. We sent him off to Sunset Gap and Mississippi on mission trips. We celebrated his Eagle Scout Award. We prayed for him when he joined the Army. We prayed again when he became a ranger. And last summer, when the news came, we stood with the Dimmock family, and we did our best to hold each other up. Some of us, like his family and the young adults who grew up with Joey, have and continue to have the hardest time. But even those of us who watched Joey grow up from afar as part of that mass of young people that moves quickly through our church on their way to adulthood, pretty much all of us felt and feel his loss deeply. And on Memorial Day, but not only on Memorial Day, we remember. And maybe, just maybe, that gives us an idea of what it's like to be God. What it's like to have the name of a precious child, a precious individual inscribed upon the palm of your hand. What it's like to ache with and for the loss of another, which is what compassion means and what the compassion of God is all about. I haven't quite figured it out yet, but there's some connection with being inscribed on the palm of the hand of God that we read about in the Old Testament and the print of the nails in the palm of the crucified Christ. I wonder if Thomas, who you remember, said he would only believe that Jesus had been raised from the dead if he could place his finger in the print of the nails. I wonder if he felt more than just the wound there. I wonder if he also could trace his own name on the palm of Christ's hand. The Christ who died for us, the Christ who rose from the dead for us, the Christ who leads us all through our earthly journey into the life to come. Surely your name and mine are inscribed there, next to the print of the nail in the palm of Christ's hand. We're going back to Sunset Gap this summer, the youth group, and I am quite sure that Zach Dubois' indelible marker tattoo is still visible on the church floor. For generations to come, I'm quite sure that the names of all who have gone before us at Wildwood Presbyterian Church will be imprinted on that parchment below the floorboards underneath the communion table. But I'm even more certain that Joey's name and Carl's name and Joe's name and Ruth and Pauline and Bob's names, that your name, are all inscribed there on the palms of Christ. The names are there now next to the print of the nail, and they will be there all through our journey, through time, until we come to that place that is beyond time, when the one whose name is love brings us home at last. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. O Lord, all our names are there. All of them. And we thank you. In Christ's name, amen. And let's worship God now with our gifts and with song.